Down at the crossroads on my way to disappearing, then a tiny little head appeared beneath my bed. Emerging from the shadows with his phosphorescent halo, the tiny little head appeared beneath my bed. I dare not stick my hand there, for I fear he'll bite my finger. The six apparitions stated their conditions, said the tiny little head must remain beneath my bed. The tiny little head must remain beneath the bed. The tiny little head must remain beneath the bed. The marching band is coming through the tweedling and drumming, a torrent of trombones as they place him on the throne. Now the tiny little head rules the realm beneath my bed, and all the other dwellers have retreated to the cellar. Now the tiny little head rules the realm beneath my bed. The tiny little head rules the realm beneath my bed. He's been short on conversation ever since the coronation, but he makes a lot of noise with incendiary toys. He's just sitting in his office and ticking like a time bomb, flaring like an oven, frying whatever he puts his mind on. And he says such awful things, but I hope he doesn't mean it. And he says such awful things, but I hope he doesn't mean it. Now the tiny little head rules the realm beneath my bed. I dare not stick my hand there, for I fear he'll bite my finger. I can't tell you what transpired. Perhaps he just grew tired and made a terrible mistake. He collapsed of his own weight, so we hollowed out his skull, filled it up with gravel. We turned and walked away and left him in a puddle. Then the six apparitions came to witness his condition, much to their disdain.